Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we appreciate you kicking it off with us here at WFHR. 8:04 on the clock. Beth and James here with you. We're joined now by our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear. Good to hear. What does Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, still a remarkably quiet forecast all the way through your weekend and even into the first part of next week as those temperatures trend above average for this time of year. Not quite as warm as this past weekend, but your upcoming weekend will still feature some lower 60s for high temperatures. First out there for today, we'll call it a mixture of clouds and sunshine with mid-50s for highs by this afternoon. Our wind staying light out of the south and southeast. Then for tonight, under mostly cloudy skies, we'll cool to a low of 36. Still some lingering clouds, a possibility early in the day on Friday, but increasing sunshine by the afternoon and a couple of degrees milder there for tomorrow, with highs back up into the upper 50s. Even some lower 60s making a return for highs on Saturday with lots of sunshine. Sunday, more in the way of cloud cover, but still eking out a high near 60 degrees, and still no major issues even into your Halloween Monday itself. Lots of sunshine making a return, with those highs close to 10 degrees above average for this time of year in the lower part of the 60s. Tuesday, Wednesday, much the same. Lower 60s for highs, still enjoying lots of sunshine. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks so much. You have a great one.
You too. Have a good one.
Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center for calling us up every Monday through Friday at this time of day.
He just became everybody's favorite person.
Yeah. That I really am enjoying these forecasts
yes.
the last couple of days. It's not bad at all. Not minding it. And I'm really happy to hear Halloween is going to
yes.
sound very dry.
And warmer.
Yeah. That's
so,
pretty cool.
You know, one layer underneath the costume instead of having to pile on top of the costume.
Yeah, not every kid's going to have to be dressed as the Stay Puff Marshmallow
there you
Man.
Go.
You know, that's nice. That's nice. That's, although it would be a cheap costume.
There you go. Yeah.
And that segues right into our first topic of the hour here. Beth and I have 10 amusing budget Halloween costumes
right.
that have been spotted this year.
Oh, they've already been spotted?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you've been shopping on for budget Halloween costumes for your kids, or be honest, for yourself, you've been off-brand Halloween costume dance around trademarks to sell knockoffs. This is very popular in a lot of metro cities where you'll see, hey, you want to take your picture with Spider-Man, but he doesn't look like Spider-Man.
No.
Like, I mean, he doesn't even look like the 1970s version of Spider-Man or anything. It's just a guy in a blue jumpsuit who's going he's shooting webs or something.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of that. Those things.
Yep.
So there are Stranger Things costumes under the name Unusual Events. The Game of Thrones costumes under Kingdom of Battles.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I might even watch a show named Kingdom of
there
Battles.
You go.
I don't know. Just a kingdom where there's constant battles, just constantly. Looking at this list, number one, a Michael Jackson mask called Plastic Man, referencing plastic surgery.
Oh, gosh.
That's
really?
Yeah. I feel like that's a reach.
That's insulting.
A missing costume, like Where's Waldo? You're missing, like Waldo.
Okay.
So you have the hat and the scarf, maybe.
Gotcha.
Or put some glasses on. An evil midweek cutie costume. That's clearly Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. Evil midweek cutie.
I get it. Yep.
Man, if I'm the owner of the copyright of the Addams Family, and I see that, I almost kind of get like tip my hat. Like, what? Nice. Like,
yep.
I mean, you didn't even like really. It's not even that creative. It's very specific, but I like tip of the hat there.
Yep.
A lad in a costume outfit that's obviously Aladdin.
Oh, gosh.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm there.
Let's see. This is a very questionable name. It's called Trans Boy, but they mean Transformers. I don't think they thought that one through good.
No.
Don't think that's exactly what the name really brings to mind.
I'm surprised there's not a boycott at that one.
Yeah. I feel like the only reason it hasn't happened yet is that people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When they find out, though.
Yeah.
A Boy of the Rings, which is a Hobbit costume.
Right.
I am a Boy of the Rings. Just Lord of the Rings, not nearly as successful if it's a Boy of the Rings. Like, that doesn't nearly hit at home as much. Nobody's reading that book.
Doesn't have a ring to it.
Thank you. A Governor of Tasteville.
costume, which will have you all set up to host a variety of Food Network shows.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Like Bobby Flay and Iron Chef.
Guy Fieri.
Gordon Ramsay.
A dark angle costume that spells angel as angle.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what copyright you were worried about there. I don't know. Angels are pretty much public domain, right? A White Claw costume where adults can dress up as a can of White Claw.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. And a little factory worker costume, which is obviously an Oompa Loompa from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
These are better. I'll say this. These are better than the quote-unquote sexy costumes.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no issue with a person wanting to look good, like especially when you're younger, you're only going to look good for so long. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Go ahead and embrace it. I have no issue with that. What I find, and this is more of a creative issue than action issue about like the sexes or anything, because kind of going back to a previous conversation, to me it may seem like, oh, I don't know if she needs to wear that really, but that's her own business.
Right.
But other women talking about it is a whole different subject. Mm. Like that's their own business. That's their own thing to discuss. I will say the Frenchie sex maid costume, the sexy nurse or whatever, we've seen that for a billion years. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see sexy minions. I don't need to see sexy, scary doctor. No. Like the way that they have really reached on some of these is really sad. Mm-hmm. When you wear them, it doesn't look sexy to me. All I can say, that's just sad. Yeah. Or with some of them, isn't she cold?
Right.
I don't even think about like if she's attractive or not or anything. It's just like, my God, she's got to be freezing.
Right.
I don't know. Teach their own. Wear what you're going to wear. Be you.
If you can claim it, go for it.
I will say this. I don't know many men that have ever looked at Halloween as, oh, this is a chance for me to see sexy women. Like, most men are looking for, if they are looking at for a date or something like that, it's more so the conversation starter that your costume is. A funny costume. My buddy Will, the girl he's dating right now, they actually met last year or the year before that's Halloween. And she was dressed up as one of those dinosaurs, that T-Rexes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the inflatable kind of things.
Yeah. And he goes at the bar and he's like, hey, man, can I get you a beer? And she's like, well, actually, I'm not a man. I'm a girl. And because he thought it was a man in that costume.
Oh, wow.
And she pulled she went through the whatever it is there that you can see their face. And they started talking, hit it off and really enjoyed their conversation stuff. They're still together, which is weird for Will because he doesn't do that very often.
going out of your comfort zone, see what that can do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that just from what I've seen, people have a better odds if you care about that. Now, if you're just a woman that just wants to dress like that and you don't give a darn what anybody thinks or finding a man or a girl or any of that, that's your business too. That's, it's supposed to be fun.
Right.
It's supposed to be enjoyable.
And I wonder if it's a generational thing. There's a certain age group that they're looking for when they market the sexy stuff, and I'm no longer in that age group, so I cannot judge that.
You and me both. I don't know if I ever was in that age. Even when I was younger, I don't know if I was in that,
in
that
and
category.
I think in college, women are more, looking to express themselves and things like that. So that's a good age range to be looking at those kind of things. But when you've had kids, your body doesn't quite look the same. and more power to those moms out there that are in their 30s, 40s, and all of that. They can do. I personally don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons.
But right. I do, and I really love the idea because I have no. I like both sides of this. Mm-hmm. I love the people that go all into Halloween that have these incredible costumes that they've worked on, and maybe some of them building it all year.
Right.
I love that just as much as I like somebody who's like at the last minute, what? I should dress up. Why not? I'll dress up for handing out candy or something like that. And if you're doing something like that, you probably don't want to spend a lot of money on your costume. So why not go, with one of these ideas or one of these, DIY projects, costumes, Certainly you shouldn't be spending money on it if you're not going to be, going to a party or doing any trick-or-treating yourself. So I say, just do something simple.
So close to just going out and buying some double-sided tape and rolling on my floor and saying that I'm the carpet.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I like it. That's actually a really cool one. I like that. It's a fun idea. And you get to roll around on the carpet.
Yeah, well, you might actually clean your carpet a little bit.
I was going to say, you get a little vacuuming done while you're at it.
Because that's not on the carpet anymore. It's on me. Literally.
The neat freak in me loves this. I like that idea, actually. That's pretty good. You can go to boardpanda.com. They have a bunch of photos of these costumes and some other options for you as well. There's some interesting ones out there. I'll say mm-hmm. that. And there's some pretty terrible ones, too, mm-hmm. I'll be honest, too. But mm-hmm. for the most part, these are pretty fun. And I think as long as you're embracing that part of it, you can't have a bad Halloween. Halloween's on a Monday this year.
Right.
So it's tough. It's a Monday. You know, Mondays mm-hmm. are a grind, all that. I think this is actually a blessing. This is actually a gift. Like, this is a Monday that we'll look forward to.
Yes.
This is a Monday that we can enjoy and
yes.
stuff. So enjoy it. Have fun with it, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to touch on just a couple of Halloween events in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to some of those
Yay.
Right now. We'll touch on these on Friday and Monday's show as well. I promise you that Over the Back Fence, Seth will have a bunch of these.
Yep.
So. Halloween at the Y. Spooky fun for everyone. It is going on tomorrow, 5:30 to 8. Join them for a safe and exciting imaginative experience. Kids and families are guaranteed to have a spooktacular time.
Ooh.
Participating in games and activities, be sure to dress up the entire family and participate in the costume contest. They are requiring that everyone participate, donate a non-perishable food item, and thank you to the Y
yes.
for doing that. Spooky fun for everyone. Halloween at the Y tomorrow from 5:30 to 8.
Yay.
We are going to have on a little bit later today in Morning Magazine, we're going to have our good friend Janelle. I'm sorry, not Janelle. We are going to have on Jasmine and Laura, 4-H program educator and 4-H program extension. She's part of extension. We're going to talk about 4-H events.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jasmine joined us the last time, we talked about this Dia de los Muertos event.
Wonderful.
The Dia de los Muertos event.
Yep. Yep.
Come learn about Day of the Dead, paint sugar skulls, and watch mm-hmm. the Disney movie Coco.
Yeah.
It's going on to Saturday, October 29th, 1 to 4 at McMillan Memorial Library. And again, we'll talk more about this mm-hmm. a little bit later. Hopefully you have already registered. Be sure to register. You can go to bit.ly/dayofthedead2022 to register. bit.ly/dayofthedead. We have this one. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and Schools has their Trunk or Treat happening
mm-hmm.
on Saturday as well, October 29th. That's Saturday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be from 4 to 6 at 10611 Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Games, treats, popcorn. They have got hot cocoa and much, mm. much more. Bring the entire family.
Yeah.
The Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and Schools Trunk or Treat, October 29th from 4 to 6. And two more I wanted to touch on here real quick. Actually, three more. We've got Kids Halloween Party in Rome Town Center on Saturday, October 29th. It's from 1 to 3. Candy handout, photo booth in the gazebo, prizes for best costume.
Mm-hmm.
No need to drive your car or broomstick. Just park and walk to the party. If the weather is scary, party will be moved to the town hall. Big shout out to the Rome Makers and the Visit Rome Bureau for
mm-hmm.
Hosting this and doing mm-hmm. this event. Again, it'll go from 2 to 4. Also on Sunday from 2 to 4, the Kids Halloween Party in the Rome Town Center will go from 1 to 3. On Sunday, October 30th, from 2 to 4, will be Wisconsin Rapids Police Department's Trunk or Treat in the Council Chambers of City Hall in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, you've got the Trunk or Treat at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 311 14th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids in the parking lot across from the Splash Pad. It'll
All
go
right.
from 4:30 to 6:30. They'll have candy, games, chili, and more. And they'll make a Ooh. Fun and safe evening for the entire family.
Chili.
That's going to be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of great stuff going on this weekend. Enjoy, everybody. Have a spooktacular time. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more things on Mornings at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody, to Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club time. It is time to do some celebrating. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us, and let them know that we wish them a great day over there at Misty's. Get some Misty's in your life, everybody. Mm-hmm. Get on over there. Great people.
It's good stuff.
Beth, I need you to give me a 1 through 3 today.
Let's go with 2 this time.
Okay, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating, and we want to go start off with a birthday. A very happy birthday to Jason Fuller.
Happy birthday, Jason.
We hope you enjoy your day, Jason. Mm-hmm. Have a great one. We have a couple of anniversaries here. Ooh. First up, a 32nd anniversary.
Wow.
Pat and Kathy Cronston.
Happy anniversary.
We hope you guys have a fantastic one. 30th anniversary is a pearl, and the modern gift is a diamond. Ooh. 35th anniversary is coral, the traditional gift, and the modern gift is jade.
Ooh.
Something in between there, maybe.
Yeah.
A very happy 32nd to you guys. And a happy 49th anniversary to Tim and Ann Stainbrook, our qualifiers.
Happy anniversary. 49 years.
That is beautiful, you guys. That is really good.
Wow.
Enjoy. Have a great one, and thank you for giving us these names, because you're our qualifiers.
Yeah, and celebrate all through the weekend.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Especially these big anniversaries, you guys, with birthdays. Everybody celebrating. Celebrate right up past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. If anybody asks why, you just go ahead and blame Beth and I.
There you go. Yep, we'll take it.
Looking at our celebrity birthdays, Kelly Osbourne is 38.
Already?
Yeah, that is... I don't know if that's older than I would have thought or younger. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I guess it just...
And she's kind of fallen out of the public view a little bit.
Yeah, it seems like she's really taken a couple steps back from doing a lot of the talk show circuit, the View kind of thing, and the talk and all that. I don't know those shows that well, but I know she used to be on one of them, I thought. Hasn't been on there as much. Patrick Fugit is 40. He is Kyle in the Outcast show. He's young Will in Almost Famous. And the cop who goes after Ben Affleck in Gone Girl.
Okay.
He's been in a couple of other things, too. He's had a great career. He's had a really good career, steady career.
Okay.
Yeah. Simon Le Bon is 64. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Lead singer for Duran Duran, of course. One of the better lead singers, I would say, in my generation. One of the more memorable ones, too.
Yeah.
Like almost sneaky, memorable voice. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it as a kid growing up, but when in high school, I want to say my senior year or something, they had a single, like years after they had been making new albums and everything, they made a new album, Ordinary World, I want to say it was called.
Okay.
And I didn't know it was a Duran Duran song, but I knew it was Simon Le Bon singing.
That iconic voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just felt like I aged.
Yeah, me too. How old he is. Especially thinking about how much I got into that when I was a kid. Yeah. Robert Picardo is 69. He
really?
Is the holographic doctor on Star Trek Voyager.
Mm-hmm. And he's a phenomenal character actor.
Yeah, he was, a lot of people remember him too as Coach Cutlip in The Wonder Years and other things. But he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Very good actor.
Yes.
I honestly did not know he was on that show. That's interesting. That's a steady gig for him. That's good to see. I love, even if it's a show I don't watch, I love when I see character actors, veteran actors get gigs like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just a paycheck while the show's on. If it goes into syndication like a show like that did, he's getting money. He's got a paycheck the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It's not a huge check, mind you. You're not going to be able to retire on it. But those royalties are some of the few things that actors actually can hang their hat on.
And his character was phenomenal because and I don't know that they meant it to become a regular on the series, but he did such a great job with it that you love watching the arc of how that character grows.
Mm-hmm. Roberto Benigni is 70 years old. He is the crazy, lovable Italian actor, director, Life is Beautiful.
Mm.
One of the more memorable moments in Oscar history when he won the award and he was so excited. And you hear him talk about it. He literally was not thinking, is his words. Mm. He was so excited and he knew he had to get up there. He was worried about, because he was right in the middle and he was worried about everybody having to move their legs. So he thought in the heat of the moment, oh, I will crawl over people. It'll be funny and it'll go over well. To this day, he apologizes about it because nobody's ever said a bad word about him or a bad thing about it. But he feels bad as a guest of the country. And these are his words, a guest of the country that he handled it that way. And that he kind of wishes he had handled it differently. And I will say to him, and you know, hopefully anybody that's friends with him, no, you did fine.
You did great.
Nobody got hurt. Everybody enjoyed the moment. And given last year's Oscars, I don't know how many impulsive moments we're going to see at the Oscars anymore going forward. So kind of glad we had that moment.
Yes, absolutely.
And Life is Beautiful is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life. It's end of sentence. It's just a beautiful movie. It doesn't happen very often where a title can give you a bit of an idea of what the movie really is. Life is Beautiful, and that movie does a beautiful job of showing that.
Absolutely.
It also brings light to a lot of things during World War II that I don't think are common knowledge. An incredibly talented actor, director.
Yeah.
Let's see here. He is very talented, but out of all the people on this list, I can make the argument, and there's some great ones on here, mind you. This may be the most talented one of all of them. One of my favorite human beings walking under the planet, under the sun. John Cleese is 83 today.
Oh, wow.
Monty Python superstar.
Yes.
This parrot ceases to be. Just as a little kid watching John Cleese on Monty Python, but because I'm a big Eric Idle fan, maybe my favorite cast member of Monty Python as a kid was Eric Idle.
Right.
I felt like, oh, I can do that. I can do what Eric does, you know, a little bit and stuff. Not be nearly as good.
Right.
But I can. That's in reach. John Cleese was so way above. Like I just liked John Cleese. I just admired him. I never thought I could pull off half of what he did, even as a little kid. And it's interesting, too, because John Cleese, one of those actors that can play the straight man as well as the silly, you know, goofy guy and all that.
And it's the subtlety of the straight man that he does that makes it so much funnier.
Fawlty Towers, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. Mm-hmm. Certainly a lot of his American work, A Fish Called Wanda, and a lot of that stuff. Just, man, I'm just happy that John Cleese is still with us. And he's still, he's very active on Twitter. And he's just as funny on Twitter as he is, as he was in those sketches. And everything. You can tell who wrote, who was one of the head writers at Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
Some people no longer with us. The great Ivan Reitman would have been 76 today.
Yeah.
Born in 1946, passed away in 2022. Ivan didn't do a whole lot with his career. Just directed Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Twins, Junior, Kindergarten Cop, Dave. Just a couple of things.
Yeah, just a few.
Also, Second City alum, and I'm very proud of my theater, my company, the company I alum of.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Ivan Reitman Film School.
Oh.
And it was when Ivan, before he passed, it was something he was building. And then after he passed, they really took it to another level where, you know, for decades, Second City, anybody you've ever seen on Saturday Night Live, they got their start at Second City.
Mm-hmm.
They were the AAA. This now is now there are many young directors out there that got their start at Second City through the Ivan Reitman Film School.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Just to show his influence on that city, on film in general.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest comedic directors of all time.
Yep.
He's incredibly good at what
he
did.
Go watch one of his movies today.
Well, Ivan Reitman, man.
Yeah.
Scott Weiland was born on this day, would have celebrated a birthday, born in 1967, passed away way too young in 2015. Stone Temple Pilots lead singer, songwriter. And we mentioned him earlier, 26th U.S. president from 1901 to 1909. Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, hug your teddy bears.
He was the first president to ride in an airplane, drive in a car, and ride in a submarine. He inspired the teddy bear. He saved American football, oversaw the creation of the NCAA, so much of our American national parks.
Mm-hmm.
What have you done?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I feel like, okay, I've got so much more to accomplish yet.
And he's not alone, of course. His brother, another great achiever and everything.
Yeah.
There's so much coolness about his life, even before, well before he even became president.
Mm-hmm.
Did in school when I first moved up here, got to do the thing. All of us in grade school, you pick an American president and stuff.
Right.
And I didn't want to pick Lincoln because I thought
picks Lincoln.
Well, and coming from Illinois, it felt like I was already getting made fun of enough for being from Illinois. I didn't really want to lean into it at
there
the time.
You know.
Teddy Roosevelt, I didn't know that much about him. My grandfather really enjoyed, talked about him a lot. So nobody else had Teddy. I picked Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful I did. There's so many interesting things about his life, especially, like I said before, he even got into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Just an interesting human being.
Yeah.
And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jason Fuller.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Happy 32nd anniversary to Pat and Kathy Cronstadt.
Happy anniversary.
And a very happy 49th anniversary to our qualifiers, Tim and Ann Stainbrook.
Happy anniversary. Enjoy it.
Have fun, you guys. Enjoy. And after you're done listening to Melissa's News, or as you're on your way to Misty's while listening to Melissa's News, get there, celebrate with them, enjoy yourself, treat yourself. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open right now till 2 over at Misty's Menu. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR.
I see that smirk, Seth.
It's one of my favorite songs.
I know it is.
I love
so
it.
So great. So great. Hope you are having a great Friday Eve out there, everybody. Happy Thursday. 8:37 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here, joined by, of course, Beth Habhager. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhager's here.
I'm here now, too.
Yay. Hey, Seth.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
A little bit better here in that bumper music.
It's a great way to start my shift here.
It worked out.
Yeah.
We have got some fun stuff to take you to the top of the hour. We've got a commercial break in between then. Before that, 7 ways people mess up trick-or-treating.
It seems so simple.
It really does. But how many times I've said treat or trick, I can't tell you. I mess up every time.
Yeah.
Lifehacker.com posted a list called the 7 deadly sins of taking your kid trick-or-treating. So basically a list of people that mess up Halloween.
Okay.
And these are...
I've got good news. There is forgiveness out there.
Yes. Thank you, Beth.
For Halloween.
It really means a little more coming from you. It means a little bit more. leaving little kids terrified is number one on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
And I didn't pre-read this, but I will say that that's probably going to be the number one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Halloween is supposed to be scary in a fun way for kids, not a scary
way. It's not supposed to be traumatizing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. That's a great way to word it.
We don't want to cause nightmares.
No.
You don't have to go overboard.
Right.
The adult Halloween, that's perfectly fine. You do whatever you want for that, but leave the little kids alone.
Right.
Yeah, please.
No little kid, no matter how crazy and gothic or whatever their parents are, is prepared to be scared by the scream mask or any of those things or something
they
like that.
They can't process things the way that we process things. Their brains aren't there yet, so be kind.
They may already be scared.
Right.
It's Halloween. I mean, it's kind of set up for that. It builds up to that all month long. On that day, you don't really have to try to be scary. Mm-hmm. They're already kind of on edge a little bit and stuff. Because it's in their heads and stuff.
Yeah, all the spooky stuff going on all month. Yeah, you're right.
Not being serious about safety. Cars are a huge concern.
Oh, yeah.
So give your kids a flashlight or a glow stick. Bright colors are better than darks.
Mm-hmm.
You can even incorporate it in part of the costume. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Glow-in-the-dark stuff. How much fun is that?
For the many of us, the little kids out there that have a figure like mine, we make a great glow stick or a flashlight. So you can actually make the costume.
There is a costume called Stick Man, and it's using a black union suit with the glow-in-the-dark necklaces, and you just make a stick man. You glue that on, and you make a stick man. You are Stick Man.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it is.
You know the classic prisoner outfit, the black and white stripes that?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought along the black stripes, putting highlight like the glow sticks.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yep. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Radioactive prisoner.
let's see here. Overly freaking out about candy. People talk about it every year, but it has not really been a thing. In 90 years of trick-or-treating, there have only been scattered reports of anything like razor blades or those kind of things. Now, I don't know if they, when they did this article, if they have had this in their area or they have heard about fentanyl or the fears of that. I don't begrudge parents wanting to go through their kids' candy.
No.
But how you do that is certainly, I think, a part of this.
Right.
I think... being like me, to be blunt, being overly serious about it and being over dramatic about it or something like that, you can tell the kids, spread it all out on the kitchen table. Like we, you know, every mm-hmm. one of our parents have done for us or you have done as a parent. Mm-hmm. And you're doing it like maybe saying, hey, we just want to make sure that there's no, you know, allergy things in there or something like that. But what you're really doing in your head is looking for these, you know, these kind of things.
Well,
looking
you can say,
for
let's see what kind of things you did get, you know, rather, instead of I'm looking for this. But let's see what you got. Like,
yeah.
Politicians shouldn't be the only ways, the ones that get to spin things, okay? We can do it, too.
We can do it in a positive way, right?
Yeah. If you, again, they're sponges.
Yep.
If they see you overly panicking and freaking out, they're not going to have any fun. That's all that's going to be on their minds. Let them be kids.
Right.
Parent for the kid, you know? As they get older and become teenagers and those things, they can keep an eye on these things, hopefully, with you.
Right.
But that's how they learn to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Plus, bonus for the parents, you can scope out what you want to eat.
Exactly. The when they're in sleep.
The only real true reason I ask parents to do this, Seth. Yes.
And all the kids are now in school, so they're not listening.
Yeah.
So parents, that's your chance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a couple of pieces of candy.
Let's see. Oh, a full-size Snicker. I'll take that.
Make sure they're not counting how much they have first.
Kids don't realize there's a candy tax.
Oh, yeah.
As parents.
You're the one that's out there with them, so you should get something for her, right?
That's right.
I want to thank my dad for teaching me this. Dad was the worst at this. I would not trade my father for anything in the world. I've always told him I wouldn't trade him for Rob Williams as my dad. I love my father, but man, was he bad at this. So bad at it. Hey, you got some good stuff here. Yeah. And he's grabbing it. He's not even asking. He's just grabbing it.
He didn't even wait till you were asleep. He did it right in front of you.
Half the time, the guy did it, like, he just grabbed a handful. Didn't even like look at what he was grabbing. Just grab your candy, man. Candy tax, Jimmy. What are you talking about? Like, it's a real thing. Like, letting your kids be rude. They shouldn't get candy by default. Make sure that they say trick or treat, that they say thank you, that they are a thank you person, thank the person who gives them candy.
Yes.
And that that they say thank you to anyone who likes their costume as well.
Exactly. Yes.
Manners are a everyday thing at that age. You know, it's something that the only way that they get it down is by routine. And manners are never going to go out of style.
Ever.
Nobody has ever said that kid was a little too too polite. Manners were a little too good. Like, you know, it's one of the ways we teach kids in a fun way of these things.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Giving out candy with nuts. There are too many kids with serious nut allergies these days, so be mindful about it before you stock up on fun-sized Snickers and peanut M&Ms. Beth and I were talking about this earlier with the buckets, the teal buckets to keep an eye out for. That being said, I think you can even dodge that bullet already by not even having those candies.
Your best bet is to go with something with a fruit base, because even regular chocolates can be manufactured in a facility and be an allergen.
Yes, but there are a couple of, of chocolate things. So if you want some chocolate still, Tootsie Rolls are good. Tootsie Rolls are always good. York Peppermint Patties are good. Yeah, no nuts there.
Skittles.
Skittles. Starburst. All that stuff is great.
Poor planning. Hitting a few of your neighbor's houses might be all your 3-year-old can handle, but your 10-year-old might want to stay out longer. So plan ahead to make sure you're not carrying a tired kid around all night.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Been there. my sister, my youngest. Skipping it altogether. Trick-or-treating is one of the few rites of passage where kids aren't totally controlled by their parents. And there's a community building aspect too that we were touching on before and everything. So where we trust our neighbors to play along and pitch in. So let your kids trick-or-treat, hand out candy to other people's kids. Don't mess with the vibe. Be a part of it.
Now,
again, there are plenty of people that maybe they don't have the money to buy candy. Maybe they just don't feel like it, or maybe they're going to be out of town. So leaving your light off is a great sign to that. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. They don't begrudge people that.
No.
My mom and dad are actually going to Madison to spend the holiday with my sister and help her out with her young boys and all that. So I'm gonna hand out candy for them. But if I wasn't doing that, there wouldn't be anybody there. They leave the light on, and they've done that years past.
Right.
They're also the people that, like, they're the house to go to for candy. CC the conversation before about my father.
Yes.
Right. So note to self, Seth, for Monday night,
we know
one
live.
House.
I know where. Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
We know where we're going.
I encourage people to stop by.
I just thought of something. This is actually a really good opportunity if you go to a different part of town.
Absolutely.
Then you're used to, you can meet new people. Yeah. You can just say hi to some other neighbors in town. Right. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
We're little. When I was a kid in Chicago, we were a little forced to do that because while we could trick or treat at some spots in our neighborhood, there was more that we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't say we couldn't. We just didn't know the people, so we didn't know if it was safe or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously the neighborhood I was growing up in. But we still had trick-or-treating and stuff in the projects. Mm-hmm. We still had things like that. It just probably wasn't similar to how it is out here.
Right, a little different.
When I first moved to Rome, it was almost the same type of thing, just because there was no people. The closest house was a couple mile away or something like that. So there was a lot of that. We would go to the Rome Town Center when they would host their Halloween.
Yeah.
Or we'd come to Rapids. And that's how we got to know Rapids a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also how my grandparents found my parents' feature house coming to Rapids for trick-or-treating.
Wow. Right.
That's kind of funny how that happened.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go. And there are so many wonderful decorations out there. But coming back to the top of the list, keep your eye out for the trick-or-treaters. So as you're driving around, be aware there are going to be some dark costumes out there.
5 to 7. That's why they do that now. They have specific hours for it just to make sure it's a safety thing. Yep.
Right.
I know that most people are doing this, but just be better. Be better.
Mm-hmm.
We can all be better about this. Even if we do this every year in Christmas, we're keeping the reef green. And we try to have as little fewest fires as possible.
Yes.
We don't have anything like that for Halloween or really the beginning of the school season.
Right.
For a reason. For a lot of reasons, really. Mm-hmm. So let's keep it safe. Let's keep the roads safe.
Yep.
Keep it out there for every one of these kids. Take a break. We'll come back. Have some more fun. Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:51 on the clock. Seth, Beth, and James here with you. And I don't know about this one, you guys.
Uh-oh.
This may be a That Ain't Right story, or maybe a great story of the day for people. To each their own.
Those are interesting ones.
Yeah.
Boxed water hasn't really caught on as much as some people had hoped. But this could possibly change that. Boxed water is now coming with boxed wine built into the same box.
Whoa. So you can rehydrate after dehydrating.
I guess so. Essentia Water has teamed up with the boxed wine brand House Wine to sell a huge box that combines water and wine, both red and white. The box has three spouts, which can pour 32-ounce glasses of water, which is 2 gallons. The second spout can pour the equivalent of 4 bottles of white wine, and the third can pour 4 bottles of red wine. The boxes won't be available in stores. Instead, limited quantities will be released on the original House Wine website. They cost about $45 while supplies last. This is one of those things, though. I think we know how this game works by now. If it sells well, they're going to come out in the grocery stores.
More retail.
And all that.
Sounds like a party thing right now, more for parties.
It does. Yeah. It actually sounds like a perfect party kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, especially, it's hard to get people to drink wine or water, but if it's right there, they may drink it more.
They will, yeah. I think you're right.
And it's much better for the environment to have it be in a box rather than in a bottle. Because plastic bottles are polluting everything right now.
And I'm used to making fun of boxed wine, but it's changed. Like, boxed wine has become, you got even ritzy people who have boxed wine now and stuff like that.
Right, the quality's gotten much better.
Yeah.
Well, and they found out that you don't have to put it in a bottle.
Right.
The wine is not it's not where it comes in. It's the wine itself. So there you go.
I'm not a huge wine drinker, but I have never said, I will not drink it out of that box. What am I, a caveman? What is this? I have never felt like that.
No.
I will say, though, box water, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't think it'll go out individually. I don't think we're just going to see...
They sell boxed water.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy it in a little cardboard box. It's in major, mostly in major cities. And my friends that have tried this, they all, every one of them says pretty much the same thing. I feel like I'm back in school in the milk.
It's like milk cartons.
The little milk cartons we get in school.
But that makes perfect sense.
But it seems to be, for older, us, for people that grew up with those, it seems like your brain is expecting milk, but it's water. And so it's weird.
Hate when that happens?
Yeah, right.
When you think you thought you poured, you know, you forget what you poured, and it's like, wait, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, I'm so glad that came up. Yep. I keep forgetting to send this to Seth. Seth and I are both huge Patton Oswalt fans.
Yes.
Yes.
And Patton Oswalt, one of the best people on Twitter. He, in part because of his self-deprecation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He posted a picture the other day. Just poured chicken broth instead of almond milk on my cereal. Good morning.
Oh.
And he did it understandably. The boxes, the nowadays those boxes.
Oh my gosh, they do.
The chicken broth and the organic milks that they sell happen to be like in those little cardboard boxes. Yeah. I could easily see him doing that.
Oh my goodness.
Or any of us doing that.
In the morning.
Note to self, don't store them in the same place in your refrigerator.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a horrible way to wake up.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Just diving right into it. Because you know how that works.
Oh.
It's not like you smell it beforehand. No. You just dive right in, take a big gulp. And
that was not what I was expecting.
Ooh. There's something odd with my cereal this morning. I can't quite.
Did my cereal go bad? Yeah. Oh, wait.
Has this ever happened to you where you do something like that, but then you go back for the second drink just because you're not, well, that can't be right.
You're not sure.
Yeah. Why?
I don't believe my senses.
Because we can't believe we're that dumb, James. That's why we do it. We can't believe. No, I didn't do that. Did I?
Oh, yeah, sure did.
Yeah. It's the don't look down. And what happens? You look down.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of thing.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Man, that's not fair.
Oh, my goodness.
That is rough.
So the next thing, it's going to be flavored water in those boxes then, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Cucumber water.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're so right about that. I wanted to take a moment, Beth, to talk, because we started the show, the hour here, talking about Halloween events in the area and everything. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has their annual Halloween fundraiser dance party coming up.
We do.
They're going to have DJ Beetlejuice there, the Nautican Witches, dancing costume contest for all ages, games, prizes, refreshments, and lots of Halloween fun. This is happening this Saturday from 4 to 10. It's one of the things I love about this event. It's not just in the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. It's a part of the Centralia Riverwalk.
Yep.
It's all about the area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they do such a fun job with this. How has it been going, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, getting everything ready for this weekend? It's right around the corner.
Yeah, everything's in place. The witches have been practicing, so they are ready to come out and have some fun. And, you know, it's always a good time with DJ Beetlejuice.
Yes.
So come on out. I mean, I'm looking forward to the costume judging and the Halloween costumes that we're going to see, and it's a family-friendly event. Everybody can come and have a good time, and it's just a joy. So, you know, it's not that much. $5 per person is not a huge amount, but it does help us at the theater be able to continue to offer a lot of good quality productions for the community.
Whether it's the Silver Foxes or the studio shows, the main stage shows, or things like this, it takes a community to make this stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that $5 is an investment.
Absolutely.
It is an investment in your community, and greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
We're very fortunate, those of us that are big fans of WRCT, that we have a community theater.
Right.
We do.
And I'm saying this even before the pandemic, that we had a community theater, that we had a theater that was able to raise funds and have their own theater.
Right.
So many of us that, you know, did plays at McMillan, we love McMillan, was not the, you know, not much of a stage.
Right.
Yeah.
We actually, I think we have almost more room here than we had on stage at McMillan. It's a beautiful thing, and we understand that we didn't do this alone, that this community helped WRCT get to this stage.
Yeah.
So it's a fun way to, you know, have fun with the family. It's a safe environment, and you're investing in your community at the same time.
Absolutely.
Again, shout out to DJ Beetlejuice and the Nautican Witches. Do us a favor. We get the joke, everybody, but don't see Beetlejuice three times, because then poof, he's gone. We don't have any music.
What are we going to do then?
That's rough. So Beetlejuice, that's fine.
Yep.
Just hold up on the third one.
There you go.
I also wanted to touch on this, Seth, because I've been chomping at the bit to talk about this for, I feel like, at least a month now. Steph has been behind the scenes talking about this and getting us all excited that we can finally bring it to the audience.
Yay! We have something. Clear your calendars, everybody.
Yep.
New Year's Day,
yep.
The first day of the year. Why don't you start it off by going to Lambeau Field?
Huh?
The Packers are playing the Vikings. I mean, come on. New Year's Day. Packers, Vikings.
It's all that matters.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I might actually have to get up for this one. I might have to be like, all right, go Vikings, finally.
Yeah,
you know.
Heck,
but listeners can register at Dropbox locations for a chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. These individuals will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will also qualify for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed into a hat, and one final winner will be selected. Registration boxes are out. Right now, we have some current locations. Hoozles at the Lakes, that's in Rome. We've got La Taqueria in town here. Also, Jennings in town in Rapids. And then the Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Those are the places we have right now. We are looking to add more.
Yes.
Hopefully, we will let you know if there's more places that decide to have these boxes, because this is such a great giveaway.
Yeah.
This is so good.
If you would like to host one of our boxes, be a sponsor, or any of the above, give our front desk a call, 424-1300. We'll hook you up with the best salesperson in the business, Steph.
Yep.
Shout out to Steph and all these local businesses hosting our boxes and all this. You guys, enjoy this one. This is going to be fun. The Green Bay giveaway.
Great.
It's going on right now.
Get registration will close on November 28th, so get it in. Now, everyone, the winner will be announced on the 30th. One registration per person, per location.
We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR.